Blog Talk Radio.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I am so sick and tired of the blog. They're really pissing me off, okay? Listen, I pay my money, okay, guys? And they keep messing up my shows. I'm not very happy right now, okay? But anyway, they did finally fix the problem, and I'm very happy right now because I was so hurt, but I feel good now. How y'all feel? Listen, thank you for joining me. This is Cindy. This is the Blog Radio Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. And listen, I am so excited. Guys, Colors and I got together. We came up with this great idea about having his whole team on for we started out at 2 weeks, and now we're going to do it for 4 weeks. Before I put my celebrity Treasy on, I got something to tell you guys. There's two gentlemen. One guy that was incarcerated was listening to the show last night, and he wants to come on because of all the great things we're doing, guys. The shows are so beautiful. We have someone from being incarcerated wants to come on. I knew a lot of people was on here, but I had no idea it was somebody on here that was incarcerated and just got out and was listening, and he wanted to tell a story. So he's going to be coming on. I think we're going to do it like the week after Long Time Coming Entertainment is over. But anyway, there's another guy. I want to tell you this. I'm going to put Treasy on in a minute. But there's another guy that actually works with Boys to Men, wants to come on because of this beautiful moment. This is crazy. God, I'm having a good time. Treasy, you ready, baby? Because we're about to talk. We're going to talk right now. Where's Treasy at? Let's see. Oh, I think he's right here. Hi, y'all. Look at y'all.
What's
How y'all
going
doing?
On?
Treasy, this you, baby?
What's up? What's up with you? You know it. You know it.
Listen, before we get to talking, babe, I just want to apologize to you for this freaking blog acting up, but I'm just still so happy that you're able to come on the show. They fixed the problem really fast. I was getting upset, but I'm just so happy to hear your voice. I'm happy that you're on my show, and I appreciate you so very much. Hey, guys. I don't know this. Treasy, you got some people on here, baby. Who is that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Treasy. Oh, wait a minute. Who's this? Oh, wow. The young lady that was on here. Hey, darling. All the colors people is on here. How in the hell are y'all doing? Listen, thank you for joining my show. So, you ready? You ready to get started?
What's up? Let's get started.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk. Well, listen, Treezy, before we get started and talk about your career, what I wanted to do was, because I did this with each and every last one of my celebrities, and I'm very curious about what you think, you know, in regards of the virus, what you think about it, Treezy, what is your take on it, and also what are you doing to keep safe? Is that, can you please talk to us about that?
Well, I think the virus is implicated to take everybody's eyes off of what's really going on. You know, when you start telling people what's really going on, they start saying, oh, you crazy. Oh, no, you lose your mind. Oh, no, you out of it. That's conspiracy stuff. But if you ask me, that's what the virus was for. It was implicated to take everybody's mind off of the truth. And, I mean, other than that, if you think it's something that you need to be careful about, then just follow the rules that they set out there for you. Wear your mask. Put on some gloves if you need to. Get some sanitizer. Make sure you take, you know, your showers. Keep your house clean. You know, all that good stuff. Sanitize your house 2-3 times a week. Just take the precautionary steps to keep yourself safe. But my personal opinion is I think it's to take your eyes off of what's really going on.
Now, you said something, and I want to elaborate on that if I can. You said, take your mind off the truth. I'm very curious about when you said that, what did you mean?
I mean, think about the deficit for a second, right? It's like what?
Right.
I don't know, 40-something trillion dollars, right? They don't even know where, 90% of it at. But you got all these private companies talking about going to space, right? You got all these private companies talking about going to Antarctica. It's something going on, but the president can't get clarification to get there. Why? Because he's just the face man, right? He's just the front man for everybody to see boo-hoo-hoo. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want you to know what they got going on. They don't want everybody to know the truth. They don't want you to know about they implicating the virtuality, see how everything is going to virtual. You know, the schools now, they want kids to stay home and do schools off of the computer. So you see how that is coming into play. For the computer situation, robots and everything. Nowadays, you can still vacuum your carpet the old way, right? But they got computers, they got robots to vacuum your carpet and your floor for you now. So they're taking your mind off of what's really going on and making you scared, making you fear. That's not how the world's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be scared to go outside. You're not supposed to be scared to go talk to your neighbor. I see it every day. I got customers. I go to their house. They was my best friend, you know, in a sense. Right. You know, you go to their house, they love you. As soon as that pandemic hit, I don't want you in my house. Oh, what an attitude. So see how that changes people?
Now, that's a story I've never heard, and I've heard a lot of stories as to why people feel certain ways. Every celebrity came on here has something different to tell me, which I was very excited about that. But your story is great as well. I'm just, like, shocked, you know, that everybody's feeling some type of way, but in a different way, Treezy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I really appreciate you, you know, and then you just kind of answered all the questions all around in one whole circle, so I really
I'll even dumb it down a little bit for people when they say, oh, he's talking about crazy stuff, right? I'll even dumb it down. How much is everybody paying attention to the Harvey Weinstein case or the Epstein case, you know? Ain't nobody paying no attention to that. They worry about the pandemic. So you're taking your mind off of what's really going on, playing tricks with you.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so glad it's not messing with me that way, Trees, because, like, I'm taking it whole really well. Really well. I don't know if it's because of my age, but I'm taking it really, really well. I'm not, you know, it's not taking me, you know, out of my element, if you would. you know. So, and it sounds like it's not too much taking you out of your element too much either at all. Am I right?
It's not taking me out of my element at all. And my everyday life ain't changed.
Now
my everyday life ain't changed. I didn't get no break from the job, the career, you know. My everyday life ain't changed, you know. The kids stay at home for, a month and a half before summer.
That had to been
my everyday life ain't changed.
But the kids staying home had to been a little different because they go every day. So that had to, a little something to the household, did it?
Yeah, it did a little something. You know, light bills went up, things like that. Had to put more groceries in the house, you know, stuff like that, you know.
I was hoping you'd say that was when the light bill went up. So listen.
You know, little things like that. Somebody home all day now.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, and they're going to be there a little longer, too, because I don't know when they're going back. I mean, I don't have any kids that, you know, that are out of school, but for you guys, yeah, they're going to be staying home a little longer, let me tell you. So, listen, okay, so I really want to talk about you and your career. The first thing I want to tell you is that I know that you know that I am and still was a fan of yours. You know that, right? I mean, you did this song with, tell me what her name is. That was one of
Tamara.
Your, what's that? Listen, Tamara. Tamara, right?
Yeah. Tamara Johnson. That's
that
the
was
name.
One of your flyest songs to in my book, Cheesy, ever. Like, I really dug the video. Cheese, I really dug the song. It was dope. I loved it. So, let's talk about when you first started out, and let's also talk about how you met Colors. How did you guys get together? Let's rock this up first.
You know, I think I got a little off of when we met, but I remember coming to the crib one day and he was sitting on Jay Brown's porch. And I, you know, every day I come home, I go holler at Jay Brown. That's just how we do. When I hollered at Jay Brown, I seen this dude sitting on the porch smacking his head.
Guys, his call dropped. I hope he should. I'm sure he'll probably come back on somehow. He's coming back on. Colors?
I'm right here. Sure.
Okay. His call dropped.
Yeah, he probably in a bad spot. That happens a lot when we talk to him. I'm sure he'll come back on.
Okay.
Yeah,
just want to let you know what happened, darling. We're going to wait for him.
Yeah,
he got a lot of nice people on. He got some people on here,
Colors,
huh?
Yeah, it's a good bit of team on. Donna J's on. Chelsea Lene's on. Oh. We're in a group. So Donna actually comes on the show. Yeah, she'll be on the show Friday. Simmons will be on the show tomorrow, so let's go.
Wonderful.
Can
you
tell Carter? I got a book train.
He's back, Colors.
You back?
I got him now.
All right. My bad. Somehow the phone hung up on me.
Sweetie.
It's trying to mess with me. See, I started talking about what they got going on. See how they do me? Yeah.
Listen, I had some stuff going on here myself. So listen, let's get back to it. Tell me about Colors.
So like I said, I don't know where you was off, where I left off at, but we're kind of started on. Like I said, I remember coming home one day from the job. If a guy was sitting outside Jay Brown's porch, you know, being nosy and everything, went over there and knocked on the door, seeing this guy, he was beating upside his head. He had braids, he was knocking.
I'm listening. His call dropped again, guys. No worries, he'll come back on. I think that he's fine. He could be in a bad spot, guys, but he'll be back on. Don't worry about it. Listen, you know what I'm going to do? Let's do – wait a minute. I think I see him again. Hold on. No, not yet, guys. I want him to be on when I do this. I got to tell you, he has a song out, guys. It's called Intermission, and I'm excited to hear it because I have not heard it yet. So I'm really, really excited to hear it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's not PG. So if you got any kids, a bad little child running around, make sure you put them in a room. Because if it's not PG, they don't need to be hearing Intermission from Sean Treasy, okay? Well, I'm going to play it real soon. I didn't want to play with him not being on. He should be coming back on in just a few minutes. And I definitely understand, guys, how stuff like this can happen because what day was this? I think it was Monday. Two of the my celebrities was coming on through Colors, and something happened. And they understood so beautifully and decided to come on together. I think that was yesterday. We had an amazing time. And his call dropped, but it is all right because I definitely understand. Hopefully he'll be back on it just a little bit, okay? Meanwhile, I tell y'all what, let's do this until he comes back on. Let's do this. I'm not going to play his song, okay? Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go. Well, you know what, guys? Let's pray for Kanye West, okay? So what I'll do is play Kanye West and Rihanna remix Diamonds. We're going to listen to that until he comes back on. Let's relax.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? It ain't potent. Illuminati, high society. We in this party and nobody invited me. We going crazy and I always use my best sense. But it don't matter cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxin' relaxin', shooting some poolin', playing some b-ball outside of the schoolin'. Girls with they top off outside of the poolin'. Whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. You just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. Parties at Richie is getting risky. Victoria's Secret show, they miss me. Voices in my head, I need choices in my bed. Ah! Get out my fucking head, it's just me and my bad bitch. So you can say I'm on my Brad Pitt. Nah, back to the La Familia I'm aligned with. Before I betray them, I slip my wrist. At the top, it's just us, nigga. Cause I don't really trust niggas. And we made it through the hurricane. So celebrating like the Murray Jane. We gon' make it, that's on everything. True as girls get half naked every spring. It's saying, hey Kanye, we need you to go deeper than Payson Day. Cause my verses got pain, chocolate rain. So
let's get him again, don't worry. Y'all just stick with me, baby. Things happen. Are
no.
you back on, sugar? Are you
no,
back
no.
with me? Huh?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, baby, let's rock and roll. So what we were talking about was how you got started, and we also, you was in the process of telling us about you meeting Colors when you was going to Jay's house. I want to say you was at Jay's house when you met Colors. Listen, let's rock and roll. Things happen. Let's go.
So like I said, I met Colors at Jay's house. Actually, they was about to go to the studio. And
okay.
Jay kind of gave me the motion like, yo, we about to go to the studio. We'll holler at you later. And then Colors was like, hey, man, you want to ride to the studio with us? So on the ride to the studio, we chopped it up, went to the studio. Mm-hmm. Man, that studio gave him a hard time. But kind of after that, we kicked it a little bit, and then we kind of went separate ways. Then, I don't know, I bumped back to him in Walmart. And he was like, hey, man, I got my own place, or something about Jay had a bigger studio or something like that. And, it just kind of, history speaks for itself.
Okay, so how did you get to the part to where you being under Colors in regards to sign? Did you're signed, right, to Long Time Coming Entertainment? Am I right or no?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Tell us how did you get to that part. I'm excited to hear about that. Go ahead.
So originally, it was me, Tamara, Trillion Color. Meeks, it was a lot of us originally before the crew that's now, before the team we have now. But originally,
right.
Meeks, if I'm not mistaken, he just like, hey man, I wanna start managing people. And he's like, you mind if I manage you? And he's like, I got connections here, I know this person here, I do the meeting of mine here, things like that. And he's like, all rappers need, all artists need managers, and kind of broke it down. And he's like, "Well, we talked about a little bit of money." It was like, when we first started, he's like, "You're not gonna go there yet." And that's how that kind of got started. He was getting started with wanting to manage, and then he was like, "He's my first manager. That's my only manager." And that's how that really started. It was like he wanted to start on his own.
doing this arm management thing. And I think I want to say PB was like talking to him about it, gave him the idea for it, but I'm not too sure. Not too sure about it. Like he gave him the idea. Now we went our separate ways for a while. He felt like he got me as far as he can get me. You know, like I said, he was just starting, and so we went our separate ways for a while. I was doing my own thing. I was my own manager, and then kind of got to that rule where you absolutely needed a manager. You know, so
now,
me and Jay, we talked.
Can I possibly interrupt you for just a second? Because I want to ask you a question with that. Tell me what you think about this, because you just said something. You said we went our separate ways for a while, okay? And I wanted to elaborate on that in regards to something. Sometimes when people depart for whatever reason, Treasy, such as, I mean, you know, I can't wait for me and Colors to get on when he comes on and do the finale, because I really can't wait for the Colors to get on here. I love you guys, but I can't wait till we get to that end so he and I can clear the air about what really happened, because it's their story is another story than it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, so when you said we depart, I wanted you to elaborate on it, not get into what happened, but let people know, you know, y'all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like I said, we went our separate ways. So let me back that up. We went our separate ways as far as music-wise. Friendship-wise, that was always there. Friendship, you know, once we became friends, when I first met him, friendship built. And music and friendship between me, him, and Jay, and Jay Vibe, and those things don't mix the same for us. We get in an argument about music, it don't got nothing to do with real friendship.
Thank you.
We get in an argument about real friendship, it don't got nothing to do with music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, we get in an argument about anything, you know, it's like, okay, you agree to disagree, we keep it moving. I might not talk to him for, you know, a day, or something like that, if that. But other than that, we keep it moving. It ain't nothing like, oh, man, you know, I ain't fucking with Colors. You know, I ain't fucking with Jay, or I ain't fucking with Jay Vibe. It ain't even nothing like that. Oh, it ain't nothing like, let me call Colors and tell him about Jay, man. Let me tell him why we got to stop fucking with Jay Brown or something. We don't even get down like that. You know what I'm saying? You agree to disagree, we keep it moving.
Now, to add on to that, let me ask you something else. Okay, and I'm so glad you made that very clear, and that's why I wanted to go in there deep so people can understand. So let me ask you something. When you are under a company, as you are, Colors, Long Time Coming Entertainment, and it's so many people, because he got a lot of great people, a lot of people, do you ever feel like, you know, is there some kind of competition thing? Like, because that people are scared that question. I'm just very curious about that. Like, do you feel like you are competing against your you know, someone that's with Colors, or do you ever think you have to do that, or you're so tight knit that's never a problem that normally doesn't exist?
As far as I can, in my mind, we're too tight knit for that. You know,
yes.
The team we got, everybody, we too tight-knit for, you know, competing for who got the best song, or competing for who coming out with the most, or who coming out first. We too tight-knit for that. Everybody gets to eat. Everybody sitting at the table, everybody gets to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, Jordan carried Pippen, but Pippen ate. You know, everybody gets to eat. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm eating and headliners next up, then she's not about to get mad and say, you know, oh, man, my numbers might not reach the same cheesy number. That's not even going to be in her mind. Vice versa.
Right.
If she's eating and then I'm about to drop something, I'm not worried about if my numbers going to hit what headline numbers hit, or my numbers going to hit what Rico numbers hit, or man numbers going to hit. I'm not worried about it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's when the friction comes between the team, when you're worried about what the next person's album did versus what your album did. Just worry about what yours is going to do and what it can do the next time to get better, you know? So it's not, oh, man, I didn't make as much, or I didn't do as much, or I didn't get as much shows as such and such a man. You No, it ain't looking right. That ain't right. No, that's not how my mind works. My mind works is okay. I didn't make this, or I didn't get this show, or I didn't get this vote for Artist of the Year or something like that. Then okay, I need to work on something to do it for the next term. I need to get better.
Right.
I need to go back in there, go back in the pad, rewrite it, rethink it, rethought it, come up with something better.
Right. Right. And, you know, I asked that question, and it was never insinuated, and I asked that question because I see a lot of, companies to where so much competition is in there. And I must say, I have never seen any of you guys go up against each other in no kind of way, shape, or form. All I've seen was love, peace, and happiness with y'all. Now, I know that, you know, every day and all, you know, but what I am saying is that y'all are very tight-knit, and that is so nice to see. And it's just something I want to tell you that is definitely so dope that you guys are like that. You understand what I'm saying? Even when I spoke to one of your other, Jay yesterday, and, you know, Miss Treese, you know, Jay said something that was great. You know, if he have a problem with colors, they fix it. You know, you're saying, no, we don't get into that. This is what we do. I love you guys talking about that, and I make sure that people hear and understand that. You know, how y'all are getting along. That's why y'all so dope and y'all still together. Do y'all really think y'all would do somebody for 4 weeks if y'all wasn't dope? You got to be kidding me right now. You know what I'm saying? So I did it.
Word.
Don't get me to laugh because y'all are now.
You know, listen. You,
Treasy, let me tell you. I'm trying to tell you, I don't do that. Y'all the first time I have ever done anything like this in my life, and it is the bomb. You understand me? So listen, Treasy, let's get back into your interview. Let's talk about you. And if anybody want to ask the question, you could, because I can see you. Okay? You want to talk to me? Just let me get a little bit more into the interview, okay? All right.
Listen, we're not just a team, or we're not just
right.
Like, oh, that's colored people from long time coming. No, that's not what we are. You know, we really strive to be a family. You know,
we ain't gonna
be like the Huxtables, but we try to be a family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he said the Huxtables, but you know what, Treasy, I gotta tell you something. I've not seen nothing like this in a long time. For a whole as many of y'all as it is to be so like a family, if you would, and really mean it from the heart. You know what I'm saying? So I love it when it's everybody's honest on the show and just, you know, telling their truth. You understand? So people that we don't know that are listening, y'all may be able to help, you know, in some kind of way, shape, or form. So with that being said, huh?
No, I'm listening.
With that being, okay, sweetie. With that being said, let's get a little bit more into your career, Treasy. Now you met Colors. He got with you. Tell us one of your first songs that came out.
So my first song came out, G of All G's. That was my first song. That was my first song that I got out there, and it kind of got me out on the map a little bit, the local map of Charleston. Kind of got people,
uh-huh.
You know, hey, who is that guy? Hey, can I get him on a feature? Can I get him at a show? So the G of All G's was. And you know, honestly, when I put that out back in 2012,
mm-hmm.
I actually had wrote that song back in 2009.
Hmm.
Yeah. So and that was in the midst of the time when me and Colors and Jay, you know, kind of went separate ways as far as music. I was still hitting
mm-hmm.
them up here and there, you know, homeboy things, and I was still writing and everything. And like I said, I ran into Colors. Hey man, you know Jay got the studio. Jay got the. You gotta go over there and check it out, man. Jay, it's big over there, Blase Blase. I was like, man, let me see what he's talking about. So I called Jay. You know, rolled over there, hollered at Jay. He was like, yeah, man, this is what I'm doing, man. He's like, you still writing? You still rapping? I'm like, yeah, man. So he dropped the beat right then and there, and we actually laid the G of All G's right then and there, all in the same day, hook, both verses, everything. That was back in 2012 when that happened. I want to say February of 2012, but I actually wrote the song and everything. I had it already ready back in like 2009.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. When I had heard your music, because I heard your music, I believe, before I seen you. So when I seen you, you know why you shocked me? Because you looked in nothing like the way you shocked me because you looked in nothing like the way your music is. Like, your music is, the way you look and the way your music is so different. So I was like, whoa, you know, and I'm talking about impressed. You understand what I'm saying? I was impressed.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I don't have nothing but good things to say about y'all. It's because, man, Colors, y'all, oh, my God, Colors held y'all down, held this shit down for a long time. That's what I call long time coming entertainment, God damn it. You feel me? He was holding, oh, wow, y'all, he was holding it down for so freaking long. You know, with people going in and out, but he's still standing, had a home and a house for everybody to come back to. That's crazy. You know what I'm
saying?
Crazy, now
right?
James Woodard has a punk.
I tell Colors that all the time. I tell Colors that all the time.
Yeah.
I tell them that all the time. People come and go. People pulled you down, but you pulled yourself back up, man. You're still standing. You're still standing.
And
but hey, you know you say
partnership with him and shit, huh?
You say when you see me, you never could have pictured my music like that, right?
Right,
but if you
right.
go to the library and you see a book with the letter B, you can't judge it because it may be the greatest book you ever read.
Right. No, actually, I thought it was a great thing. Because, no, what I'm saying is this. You and now, if you want me to elaborate, and I'm going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to elaborate. Listen, don't take me there because I'm going. Listen, we at the red table. How about that? So is that your first single? That are you doing an album or what's happening?
In my own lane it's already out. It's on. You can get the whole mix CD on Bandcamp, but I got the single on Spotify and Bandcamp.
Okay, and that's a single you're saying?
Yeah, the intermission.
Okay, and listen, y'all, that's something we're going to play at the end of his interview, okay? And so if somebody, I want you to re-say that again, to exactly where is it at for people, what's the purchase? How much is it to download?
It's $1.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah,
okay,
it's $1, just like going in the store and getting you an 89-cent soda.
Yeah, that's dope right there. And then now you want, and before you get off, we're going to give a nice little preview on that. You know, people might like it and want to put it in their phone. As if I'll be one of them. How about that? I go get it as soon as I get off. And I put it on my damn phone.
So,
think I wouldn't do it.
So I got Colors on. I got Colors on there. I got J Vibe on there. I got Rio.
Okay,
I got Rio on there. I got Yoshika Johnson on there.
Ooh.
That's it. Those are all my features right there. But those are some hot songs, especially with me and Rio and J Vibe. Those are some fire songs there. Colors, me and Colors got a song. You got to check it out. It's what I'm talking about. It's what I'm talking about actually, it's me and Yoshika Johnson. We got a song on there. She's on the hook. It's talking about when I first moved to Charleston, how I love the atmosphere and I love the people when I moved there. Just check it out. You got to check it out, everybody. Like I said, you can go to Bandcamp. You can hear it on Bandcamp. You can hear the whole thing on Bandcamp like 3 times. After that, you know, they ask for you to purchase it.
Now, you said about Charleston, where you originally came from?
I'm originally from Albany, Georgia.
Oh,
I've been
wow.
there. I lived in Albany. I was born and raised in Phoebe. I was born in Albany, Georgia, Phoebe Putney Hospital. My parents moved here when I was 16. I graduated, and then I moved here when I was 18, the summer of my graduation.
Wow, that's dope. That's real dope. So,
So where I'm from is like, you know, Albany is when I moved here, it was like we moved from the country to the city. Even though people who live here say, oh, this is not a city. Where I'm from, it was nothing there. It built up a little bit. It built up a little bit, but it's still kind of country. You know, you had to walk, a mile to the store.
Well, yeah. Well, Charleston, they too, I'm off from that. But, it's a little different of a place and stuff like that. Let me ask you something. After this body.
Charleston is a lot different. Y'all boy got 2 malls, right? We got a half a mall. Y'all boy got about four movie theaters, right? Or something like that. 2-3 movie theaters here. We got 1 movie theater, you know what I'm saying? Y'all boy got about what? 3-4 Walmarts? We got 1 Walmart. It's a big difference, man.
He said, y'all boy. That's the funny stuff right there. Yeah, we do. We definitely do. So listen, let me ask you something. Once the virus and everything is over with, are you gonna be real interested in performing live?
Of course, I perform live now. But let me tell you, the virus, if it's a real virus, it's never going to be over with.
Okay, we listen. Go ahead, baby.
How can it be over with? It can never be over with. That means everybody would have to, if they come up with a cure or medicine for it or a vaccine for it, everybody would have to line up and go take that vaccine. It will never be over.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. So, listen, let me ask you this. Let's go here for a little bit just so we can get that part out of the way. We'll talk a little bit more. I got a few more questions I want to ask you. Anybody want to ask a question? Now you can ask the question because we got kind of deep down into some of the things I wanted you guys to know and understand about Treezy. So let's slowly take your time, Treezy. Give them your information. Let's go ahead and do that. Give them your information and make sure you tell us exactly where to go to get your single for $1, y'all. $1. Okay? Go ahead, Treezy. Tell everybody where they can find you, baby.
But you can find Intermission by Sean Treasy on Spotify. Right? And then you can go to Bandcamp as well. You can get it for $1 on Bandcamp. You can actually get the whole album on Bandcamp for $10 if you want. You can also reach out to me on Facebook, Sean Treasy at Sean Treasy Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter as well.
Okay, okay, okay. So one of the greatest things, like, oh, my God, one of you, I want to say, yeah, Miss Treese, she went on and she got her interview. You can do the same thing if you want to go get the interview, and I put it on my timeline so my side of the people can see it. You know, we older people, so you get to listen to it. So if that's something that you want to do and you put it out, I will be glad to put it on my timeline so people can hear it and listen to this interview, you know, after we get done with the interview. You understand what I'm saying? So if that's something that you're interested in, you can definitely do that, okay? Listen,
yes,
let me ask you this.
Sure.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's go back into the industry real quick. I got a couple more questions I want to ask you here. This is in regards to how you feel about the industry. Because I know, but I can tell you my worst thing. So what if, like, the worst thing in the industry, Trees, that you feel that it would get on, you know, like, pretty much get on your nerves? Or pretty much, I would say, not the greatest thing. But this is just your own, you know, personal opinion. It doesn't relate to anybody else. And what is the greatest thing about the industry you like?
The worst thing I like is people with the feel-good talk. You know, they see you, and they go, "Oh, what's up, man? Hey, man, I like your album. Hey, we got to do something." Give you the number, you get their number, and they never answer the phone, never give you a call back. Oh, I get with you. You know, I don't care for the feel good talk. If you don't want me to get on your music, you don't want to do no music with me, you don't even got to mention it. We could talk about 100 other things than that.
Yeah. What is your greatest
thing? Right.
Let's talk about the greatest thing.
So, now, the greatest thing I like about the industry is it brings out the good spirit in everybody. Every artist, when they sing, when they get on the mic, they're releasing that energy inside of them. They're releasing that positive spirit. No matter how somebody take it, no matter they say, "Oh man, that's some shoot 'em up, bang bang bang." Okay, well that was his spot. That was his spirit releasing his energy. That was his positive energy he wanted to share with the world.
Right. Wow. Well, listen, I'd like to do something, if you don't mind. Let's talk to Colors for a little bit here. Let's have a little conversation with Mr. Colors. Colors, what are you doing?
I'm just yawning. I'm just sitting back enjoying the story. Like, I don't even know Trees. That's how I'm listening to all the interviews, like a fan. Like, yo, I love Patrice yesterday. I love Jay. You and Jay just kept laughing. I was dying.
Oh, well, y'all, listen, Treasy, let me tell you, Treasy is real, like, what you call it, militant. Like, when I did it yesterday, you would think that Jay would be Treasy and Treasy would be Jay. Treasy's like, I don't feel like all that laughing. Let me tell you my story, you know. And this is, you got some great people on your team, Colors. Miss Treasy was dying at me.
Definitely.
Yeah, Treasy's not playing. Treasy wanted to tell his story. Like, Miss Sandra, come on. He didn't say it, but it's like, no, ma'am, we ain't doing all that laughing. Let me give out what I'm saying. Treasy ain't playing here today, y'all. But, Colors, I got to say this. You got some great people on your team, dude. You got some really good people on your team, and you got some people I'm such fans of. I can't think of one person on there. I haven't met everybody, because I think you got some new people on there.
I think the only ones you met is DJ and Trees and Simmons.
Colors, but the ones that, you know, like the, and I know J-Vibe got his own thing going on, but like Treasy, you know, Simmons, of course, Jay. J-Vibe, oh my God, I used to just, oh man, you talking about a fan? You better ask somebody. You got some really good people on your team, and now you got, I don't know who Miss Treese, I have never met Miss Treese, but I can't wait to meet her.
Man, y'all been in a lot of similar places, like a lot of fast
shows. Listen, I'm looking so forward to meeting her. Yeah, and I'm thinking, listen, Cullens, we do, guys, listen, we're doing this 4 week, you know, a long, great, long time entertainment. I love this extravaganza. And guys, I got to tell you something. I'm really, I'm getting so attached to y'all. I'm thinking about this show. I'm thinking about giving all y'all goddamn ass free tickets to get into the life of OG Cooper, damn it.
I'm excited. I appreciate the opportunity, Sandy. Definitely.
And Jay was coming anyway, but I'm just, yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking, I don't even want y'all to damn pay. Shit.
I'm like, 40 tickets.
Listen, I love, what'd you say, Colin?
That's like 20 tickets you're giving away right there.
Well, guess what? It's my damn movie, and I do what I want to do. How about that, Colin? They don't want to tell me that y'all can't get in there. I wish they would. How about that?
That's true. I definitely appreciate you saying that.
Guys, I love this. People, y'all don't know, but people on my side think this is so dope. I tell you. Now, the one thing, listen, I'm going to get y'all crew right now in front of everybody. Where's the pictures at, y'all? Why ain't getting no pictures, Jay? Miss Teresa, I don't remember. Miss Teresa sent a picture. Oh, you know what, Miss Teresa? Oh, she's going to get me. She sure did send a picture. But where are the other ones at, Colors? Where's everybody?
I'll send them over. I can send them via text or email, or it doesn't matter.
Well, Collins, send them, because you know what, guys? I'm not going to talk about it now. Because CB and Cole going to talk about that in the extravaganza. At the end, we're going to tell everybody our story about what happened to us, too. Collins, you going to be ready for that?
Oh, yeah. I ain't no shame in the game. Yeah. You know, keep it honest.
We're going to do it. Okay, Colors, listen, I'm taking you off. I got to finish up with Trees. I got
to
take you off right now.
Trees, Claudia, do your thing. Intermission, video coming soon. Shot by Jay Brown.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on, too. We got that here. We got that. What are you talking about, Colors? What are you playing? Well, we got it here. All right? All right, Colors had to go, Treesy. What's happening, baby? So, listen. Okay, Treesy, let's get it together. So, now, let's go to, and this is just like, you know, it's not like personal or anything like that, because I don't like it, you know, asking no personal questions or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But let's, I really haven't went deep into anybody about this or anything like that, but you had said, when you was talking earlier, you said something about the kids and stuff like that. Are you married now or something?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
I'm not married, but you know, I have a beautiful girlfriend that we've been together for 7 years now.
What's her name?
Her name is Jacinda.
Shout out to, is it Jacinda?
It's Jacinda with a J.
Yes. Jacinda, shout out to you, baby. Shout out to you. I just want to shout her out. Yeah. That's beautiful. 4 years? Dang, that's really good. That's excellent, okay? With all this stuff going on right here with couples, that's great.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm glad to hear that, huh?
We got a set of twin daughters, and I got a boy, ooh, and we got a girl. And we got a baby girl.
That is wonderful. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad, you know, you found someone, you know, and all that good stuff. Listen, how is your sister doing, Jay? I mean, Trees, I'm sorry. How's your sister doing?
My sister's doing great. She lives in Atlanta now.
Yeah.
She moved with the Verizon Wireless thing when Verizon moved to Atlanta. She went with them. She ain't never coming back to Charleston, she say. But,
wow.
Yeah, so she up there doing great. She's not into music no more. She's just trying to do the family thing, to get a family thing started. Other than that, life is going good for her. Me and Colors got an album coming out called Over 30, 2021.
Get out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I just want everybody to know we got that covered up.
I'm a radio person. I got to try to get it out of you. You feel me? I gotta ask, baby. I got to ask. I got to see if I could get it out of you, but I couldn't. That was a good one. That was a good one. Okay, so, but you did say it's coming out in 2021, right?
2021.
Okay, well, if you, at least you gave us that, you know, that much right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. That's good to hear. Is it just going to be you and Colors, or are other people going to be on it?
We got a good bit of features on there. Most of the features are from a long time coming, from the team. We got Rico, we got Headliner, we got Simmons Boy, we got Man. I think we got Man on the phone. We got Jay Vibe, which he's not really part of the team no more. We got Simmons Boy, Rico, we got Chi. But I think Chi went off into the military for a minute. But she was a long time coming / Greenland. Shout out to Greenland. We got Paris Vibe Major, Paris Digital. We got Paris on there. We got what's actually what Paris and Colors and me, we actually do got something coming. I'll give you, give a little insight. We got Where My Lady's At. That's going to be the first single for Over 30. That should be dropping, I would say, mid-August, late August.
Well, I'm ready, and just about all the people you name, I'm going to be interviewing all of them. So I'm excited as well to be talking to them and find out what's going on with them as well. You know, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever done. So every day that I, you know, have to interview one of you guys, I get excited. I get real excited. Like when I thought I couldn't get you in here today, I was furious. I was like so done with the blog. I was going off, but they did take care of it real quick, and I'm just so happy we were able to do this interview. I'm just excited. I really am. I love interviewing people, especially you guys, and, you know, so this has been really great, and I'm just looking forward to doing the rest of the great people. We've got Simmons Boy tomorrow. We got a whole bunch going. We got a bunch of stuff going on here. So I'm really excited about this and interviewing you guys. And you know what? I got to tell you something on a very serious side. I want to let you know that I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate you coming on. You understand what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on, and I really appreciate you. And that's coming from my heart, so I wanted you to know that, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you say it, I know it's coming from the heart.
Yeah, it's coming from the heart. I was you were still and will always be one of my favorite rappers. I got a bunch of favorite rappers, you know. I don't pick and choose. I just got all of you guys really, really good.
You can't just have
some
one.
Rappers,
under
some other people.
You can't just have one.
I ain't gonna
you can't just
names,
open a
but anyway.
You can't just have one though. You can't just open the Pringles and eat one chip. You can't just have one favorite rapper.
Don't get me to laugh at Treasy. So you know I'm broke off when I start. I don't even know what to say. Oh, gosh. So listen, if there was, like, you know, something, anything, Treasy, that you would like to say to us in regards to whether it's the industry, yourself, all of it, what would you like to say?
Focus on your dreams. Don't let nobody take it away from you. You can do anything you want as long as you put your mind to it.
With that being said, you want to go to the top?
Go to the top. Do I want to
you,
go to the
I'm
top?
I'm saying, okay, that's what I want you to, that's what I want to hear. That is what I want to hear. You understand? I was waiting for you to say it backwards or something. That's what I'm talking about, Treasy. Because if you don't think that way, it will not happen. Y'all know how we need new people, all of people that are. Listen, I don't understand the rapping today. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. I don't understand what they got going on. Okay, and so I am so glad new and improving. You know, differences coming out and all that good stuff. Guys, I'm thinking about doing another Choice Awards. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's look out for that. I got some stuff under my sleeve, guys, okay? So be ready. Be ready.
You ain't
want to
give us
no
insight on what you got under your sleeve? You can't give us a little insight what you got coming? Give us a little insight.
Ah, yeah. I can do it a little bit, but then you're not going to fool me up, Treasy. You're going to fool me up, okay? You're You ain't gonna fool me up, okay? I'm gonna get into just a little bit. Well, one of the things is I got the new talk show coming, and that's something I'm real interested in, you know, having you guys on. I talked about it yesterday, I believe, one at a time. Coming on, I'm going to talk to everybody else because that's like a all of us together thing, you know, for us to decide, you know, and all that good stuff, which I'm, they're not going to have no problem. I got something I really can't talk about that's coming up, and it's actually going to happen when the movie comes out. I'll tell you that much, and then I'll give you some more information later on down the line. Before it happens, I'll probably tell Colors, and then maybe, you know, he can sit y'all down and let y'all know. It's beautiful. Don't worry about it. It's beautiful. It's going to happen during the time that I bring my movie out, you know. And then I'm going to do another Choice Awards coming up. So, you know, it's no voting on that. I just pick and choose who I want and then give them awards out. So, but I'm going to do that again, you know. And I got Sandra's Dance Production coming, you know, with kids and stuff like that. Again, I'm going to be looking for some people to dance and help the kids and all that good stuff. So that's pretty much what it is, you know, a few other things. But anything that I do that I know that you guys, you know, can be involved in, that's what I'm going to do, because I think this is amazing what you guys did for me. This is just so amazing. Y'all brought people to me, Treasy. I got to tell you, I got a guy from jail wants to come on because he heard it yesterday. I got a gentleman that works with Boys to Men. He heard it and he wants to come on. And I'm like, whoa, I got their names and everything, and I got the dates that they're coming. They're coming after Cole's will be the last one. And then the gentleman for Boys and Men, he's coming right that same week. And then the guy from that was incarcerated, he's a Muslim. He has not yet sent me his date that he wanted to come. So because you guys are doing this for me, Trees, y'all brought me a lot of people. I appreciate it. You understand?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anything I can do to support and help, if you need me to come perform, anything I can do to support and help, I'm all for it.
Well, listen, you wait till I do the, and you know what? I'm glad you said that, Trees. I'm going to tell you why. Because with my movie, it's just not going to be a movie, Trees. I'm doing performances and everything before the movie even starts. It's going down that day. You understand what I'm saying? So I'll get with Colors on that. I'm gonna give a couple on that. Of course. You kidding me? You think I'm just gonna do the movie? No, I got to show up and show out, baby.
That's right.
I'm gonna give a whole show before the movie come on. A whole damn show. Yeah, whole show before the movie come on. What you talking about? So yeah, I'm gonna give a Colors and see how y'all can come on in here and rock. Before we watch that movie, you understand? So listen, Treasy, what I would love to do is just for you to give us, and I think you already talked about it, which was called Intermission, and you said we all can listen to it. Is it PG?
It's a clean version as well.
I mean, if it's a cursing one, that's fine. Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if this is the one that's not PG, get the little ones out of the room. Get their badasses out of the room, okay? Tell them to go in the next room because they can't be listening to this kind of cursing music. That's only if it is. If not, let them sit there and listen to my man Trees, okay? For a long time coming.
All right, man.
We're not playing over
just
here.
This guy, though, I don't come in the warehouse like that, so you got to call about this. All right.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
here. You still there, Trees?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Huh? Okay. Okay, very good. So listen, Trees, this is what I want to do, babe. This is what I want to do. Okay? I want to play this music. I want to listen to it, Trees. I'm ready. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready. I want to listen to this song right here. See what's happening? See what you did? See what's new? See what's going on? So before I play the music, okay, did you give everybody, and I think that you did, what you know, of course, they can go back and listen to it anyway. Did you give them all your information to where they can find you if they need you? You did that already, or you want to redo it, or what's happening?
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, Sean Treasy, all day long. You can hit me up. You can find Colors and hit me up with. You don't even got to find Colors. He's just there.
Okay, well, that's amazing. Okay, so, Treasy, now listen. before I play your music, I want one more last thing that I want to say before I do that. Listen, you guys are y'all are fantastic. For you guys to come on here and support your people, like, I'm going to tell you, it's so many people in here, I can't even see down. I can't even look down. I don't even know the numbers is on here. Somebody with a 7-something, or whoever you are, thank you for coming on, because you out of town or something. Thank you. Oh, my God, this is just wonderful. Y'all, they support
Chestnut,
you.
Email
you know,
too.
My brother, they are. They support you, my brother. You got so many people on here. I'm trying to tell you. And I would let them talk, but nobody wanted to ask a question. Nobody hit the, you know, I don't see anybody that wanted to ask a question. What? I said you can just listen if you want to, you know. So that's all right. I think what they're doing is they just want to hear me with my dumb laugh. You understand? I think that's what it is.
Hey, get paid for that laugh.
Let
Martin get paid for that
laugh.
You gotta get paid.
So
you can get paid for that laugh. Go ahead and patent that laugh so you get paid for it.
I should, right? I'm trying to tell you. Listen, y'all mess around. I'm gonna have a
cousin manage
my ass. You understand? Y'all play if y'all want to. Think I don't come in a long time come in entertainment. I can't sing worth the. I don't know why I can't sing or rap or nothing. Huh?
Best manager in the city.
I know, right? Listen, let me tell you.
That's
something.
Right. I said that's right.
Yes, yes. But listen, Treasy, I got to tell you, thank you again. I know I thanked you like 1,000 times, but I'll thank you 1,001 times. You know, I appreciate you coming on. I really do, and I appreciate you taking out the time to call in. I appreciate Colors getting all these people, you know, all his people. I want to say his people to come on here. Each and every last one of you came on here and gave me an amazing, you know what I'm saying, interview. And I appreciate it from the heart, each and every last one of you. You understand? So thank you. Now, okay, guys, y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Because I'm damn ready, okay? Are y'all ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Treasy, I hope I said it right. You know, I'll mess up your name. Intermission. But before we play intermission, y'all stay safe, okay? Tomorrow is Simmons Boy. All right, y'all? Y'all better be ready again tomorrow. So listen, you want to leave us with anything before we play your music, Treasy?
Listen, I just want to say shout out to Long Time Coming, Chelsea,
yes,
Headline,
yes,
Colors, Jay, Trillion Cutter, Man, Paris, Treasy, Glow, everybody on the side coming. Shout out to it, all my whole team. Appreciate you for listening to me.
Aw. They listening to you, baby. They got you. They got you. They got you back on here, let me tell you. You understand? Thank you for I'm gonna go to the beginning. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Miss Treasy. And thank you, Treasy. Of course, thank you, Colors. I'm looking tomorrow for Simmons. And, every, you know, Friday's going to go on and on and on. So we can't go no more. We've got a whole month of you guys. So I'm excited. Listen, you guys take care of yourself. You understand? This is the end of the Simmons Vlog. We're going to talk to you some other ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Okay? Sean Treasy, intermission. Let's rock. Let's rock. And y'all better stay on and listen to the whole thing. Treasy, you take care of yourself, darling. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to tell them. Yeah. I stormed the game, all of my reckless like I'm Kyrie Irving. Them haters looking quite conflicted like I did it on purpose. I think I took their spirit, they rapping like they nervous. I'm in my own lane, cruising in my Jag blazing. If you not talking money, we ain't got no conversation. I'm about paper, time is money, Zeke don't make me waste it. That mighty dollar vicious, that bitch will make you famous. That bitch will take your whole life, leave you hanging ankles. Okay, it's Treasy whirling, everybody gassed up. Swerving on that cloud nine, clubbing with that mask up. Come out at night and stuff. The streets get dirty, he'll show no love. Tryna tell my niggas from the 203, them crossroads, G's, them polo kings.
This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Get them haters, time to think. This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, this the intermission. Just the intermission, just the intermission. Just This the intermission. Get them haters time to think. This the intermission.
Back in the game like a Wizard 23. Thugging through the soul like a word KD. Niggas can't see me on the mic, I'm king. Treasure said the real Zeke, he got game. Falling in the hood for the superstar fame. Gangs nerd style for the blue lock game. Fuck Nova came, Mary Jane go bang. $1 million problem, what up, Keontae? Salute to my brother from the dirty GA. But I'ma rep MC to the day I lay. 2, 4, 6, 8, who wanna test? In your career, put your shit to rest. Slipped on jeans, lyrically blessed. Others got talent, I ain't really impressed. Cash rules, everything, play it like chess. Fuck the intermission. Checkmate.
This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Get them haters time to think. This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Just the intermission, just the intermission. Just the intermission, get them haters time to think. This the intermission.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sean Treasy. Intermission. Listen, I'm about to go download right now. Y'all better go and download it too. That was dope. That was real dope. That was crazy. That was something different. You understand? Thank you so very much for letting me play that. You guys take care. Don't forget Tamara Simmons. We had Jay. We had Miss Treasy, yes. And today we had Treasy. Tomorrow we're going to have Simmons. We're not playing over here at the St. Louis Drug Radio Talk Show. Who y'all playing with? I'm about to leave out of here, y'all. Again, Sean Treasy. Intermission. You guys have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to tell them.
Yeah, I stormed the game, all of my reckless like I'm Kyrie Irving. Them haters looking quite conflicted like I did it on purpose. I think I took their spirit, they rapping like they nervous. I'm in my own lane, cruising in my Jag blazing. If you not talking money, we ain't got no conversation. I'm about paper, time is money, Zeke don't make me waste it. That mighty dollar vicious, that bitch will make you famous. That bitch will take your whole life, leave you hanging ankles. Okay, it's easy whirling, everybody gassed up. Swerving on that cloud nine, clubbing with that mask up. Come out at night and stuff. The streets get dirty, don't show no love. Shout out to my niggas from the 203, them crossroads, G's, them polo kings.
This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Get them haters time to think. This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, this the intermission. Just the intermission, this the intermission. Just the intermission, get them haters time to think. This the intermission.
Back in the game like a Wizard 23. Thugging through the soul like a word KD. If you can't see me on the mic, I'm king. Treasure said the real Zeke, he got game. Falling in the hood for the superstar fame. Gangsta nerd style for the blue lock game. Fuck Nova came, Mary Jane go bang. $1 million problem, what up, Keontae? Salute to my brother from the dirty GA. But I'ma rep MC to the day I lay. 2, 4, 6, 8, who wanna test? In your career, put your shit to rest. Slipped on jeans, lyrically blessed. Others got talent, I ain't really impressed. Cash rules, everything, play it like chess. Fuck the intermission, 4-4 checkmate.
This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Get them haters time to think. This the intermission, just the intermission. This the intermission, just the intermission. Just the intermission, just the intermission. Just the intermission, get them haters time to think. This the intermission.
Down, baby. Bang. Good night, y'all.